रामा राम रामा हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा। माता जी का एक बच्चा है देहू, वो कहीं खो गया है, तो किसी को कोई मिले लापता कोई शिशु तो कृपा करके यहाँ पे लाइए नरसिंह देव भगवान के ऑल्टर के पास में। सो दिस लेडी हैज लॉस्ट अ चाइल्ड, इफ एनीवन फाइंड्स एनीवेयर प्लीज ब्रिंग नियर द ऑल्टर ऑफ लॉर्ड नरसिंह देव। आप वहाँ रुक जाइए। हरे कृष्ण।
हरे कृष्ण। सो ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज दैट हैव कम फ्रॉम लंदन, दैट्स माय सेल्फ प्राणबंधु एंड हिज वाइफ आनंद विग्रह, हरिवंश एंड हिज वाइफ कृष्णपूर्ण, वी वांटेड टू थैंक एवरीवन हियर एट श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ मंदिर, specifically Gaurang and Govind Prabhu for their kindness, for their hospitality, and for their association in inviting us to come to this very wonderful 4-day Narasimha Dev festival. And Pranabandhu will speak some words, and Madhava, who's been here with us as well for working very hard over the many days. I was thinking about the mandir here at Radha Gopinath, and I was considering some statements that Srila Prabhupada had made and how fitting they were, that they fitted within those. Just recently I spoke that how this temple is an oasis in the desert of Mumbai. It is a waterhole in the desert of this big city where anyone can come and have their spiritual thirst quenched. So it has great responsibility within this one city. And yesterday we were just discussing how in London there was a program which showed that there are more billionaires in the city of Bombay than any other city in the world. So it's one of the most important cities in the world. It is the gateway to India. So Prabhupada, he in various purports makes some statements, and I wanted to just look at those statements. And he says that to bring people to Krishna consciousness is difficult. And we all know that, and that is the duty of all of you here this evening, specifically the congregation here at Radha Gopinath Mandir. And we know it's a difficult task, how long it takes to cultivate individuals and then to look after them until they take up the practices very seriously, could be many, many years of cultivation. So Prabhupada says that this job to bring people to Krishna consciousness is difficult. So all of you are involved in this job. And then Prabhupada goes on to say, but to keep people in Krishna consciousness is more difficult. And that we see going on here again in this temple. And this is the job or the duty of the residents who live here in this temple. And you have a wonderful system in place to look after every individual that comes to Krishna consciousness. That is the system of counseling. So this is already in place. So this is my second observation. So although the second task, Prabhupada says, to keep people in Krishna consciousness is more difficult, But we have the more difficult task assigned to the temple ashram here and the counselors. They're looking after that aspect of it. And then finally, Srila Prabhupada, he finishes this statement that to bring people to Krishna consciousness is difficult, to keep them in Krishna consciousness is more difficult. And then he says, but to keep people inspired in Krishna consciousness is the most difficult. And that, over the last 4 days, I have seen that that most difficult job is the job assigned to His Holiness Radhanath Swami. He has the most difficult task, to keep people enthused in their Krishna consciousness, because only if they're enthused will they actually take up serious commitment. Only if they are inspired will they take up serious commitment in Krishna consciousness. So in London, we have twinned with the temple here, Radha Gopinath Temple. In Europe, they have something called twinning, whereby every city in London, they may want to twin with another city in Europe. And they share mutual connection, they share ideas, they have cultural exchanges. So many years ago, we started our twinning at Bhaktivedanta Manor with Radha Gopinath Temple. And we are twinned here to share our realizations, to share our facilities, and to share our cultural exchanges. So the most difficult job, this is Radhanath Swami's job, to keep people inspired, not only here, but wherever he goes, whether he comes to London, whether he's in the States, wherever he's going, he has the most difficult task, to keep everyone inspired. And as Prabhupada said, that is the most difficult task. And how does he do it? We have seen simply by his speaking. Simply by his speaking and his personal relationship with every individual, whoever they may be. In Greek history, Socrates was asked, when should someone speak? When should someone speak? So he said, before you utter one word, you should consider three items before you say anything. And he said, the first consideration is, whatever you're about to say, is it true? Is it true? And he goes on to say, you should not become a transmitter of untruthfulness. In this day and age, so much untruthfulness is there. And it only takes a click of the mouse to transmit it everywhere, or the pressing of a phone to transmit it anywhere. So Socrates says, first item, is it true? Do not transmit untruthfulness. Secondly, he says, is it pleasant? What you're about to speak, is it pleasant? Prabhupada comments that truth should be spoken, but it should be palatable. Or are you speaking simply idle words that will hurt others? Are you speaking idle words that will just hurt others? Jesus Christ in the Bible, he says that at the end of this life, you will have to account for every idle word that you have spoken. And finally, the third criteria was, is it beneficial to the listener? What you're about to speak, is it beneficial? So I see that this principle very much is here in the personality who is inspiring all of us. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami speaks in a similar way that essential truths spoken concisely is true eloquence. essential truths spoken concisely is true eloquence. And we see that as an embodiment of Radhanath Swami, whether he's speaking here or anywhere. So we are greatly indebted that he is the personality who's inspiring, but it is the entire structure here which actually works as a team that continues to inspire every individual that walks in to this building. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I just wanted to say that I'm very, very grateful to have made the right choice. The devotees, Gauranga Govinda specifically, have been very actively encouraging all of us to come for this festival. Actively, often strong-arming as well, to encourage us to come. And I must be honest that at a certain point I was very reluctant, just with the dint of service that there is at Bhaktivedanta Manor, it's sometimes very, very difficult to get out. But understanding that I'm simply one tiny little, one 10,000th size of a tip of a hair, that's how small I am. And not that everything is dependent upon me, trying to understand that, and wanting to please these wonderful devotees, all of you here at Shishi Radha Gopinath Mandir, we decided to jump on that flight. And from my heart, I must say a grateful thank you to all of you for allowing us to come here, because I feel truly satisfied, truly inspired over the last 3-4 days of our festival. I haven't chanted like this for many months, and I certainly have not played the drum for so many hours, for so many months. And despite all my material aches and pains, my heart is very much satisfied, very much satisfied, and very much pleased that it made the right choice. Shri Radha Gopinath Mandir, this is a haven of spirituality. All of you are most fortunate that you have such a devoted and expert leader, and so many expert disciples of Maharaj who are carefully, very carefully nurturing your spiritual lives. It is something which I long for personally in my life, but at Bhaktivedanta Manor, we are not so fortunate. We are not so fortunate that we have on an everyday basis such wonderful devotees to inspire and instruct us. So you are at a great advantage, and I simply ask you all that you are setting a wonderful example to the rest of the world, and may you continue to do so. Devotional service here has been very hard over the last 4 days. A devotee's life is very, very difficult. Just chanting, dancing, sleeping, and taking prasad, it's been very difficult. A lot of people say, oh, devotees' lives are very difficult. I say, yes, of course, it's very difficult to chant, dance, eat prasad, and take rest. So I humbly request all of you to please continue in your same fervor. And again, my grateful thanks to Maharaj, Govinda, Gauranga Prabhu, for kindly, mercifully inviting us here and making our last 4 days here a very, very ecstatic and inspiring for me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I'm the most unqualified person to be sitting here. I'm supposed to be down there, but I guess it's just Maharaj's wish. I do bhajans every Sunday at the temple in Zurich in Switzerland. And I do from 8 o'clock till 9:30, an hour and a half. That's my service in Switzerland. And we have only 10 to 20 people for the evening bhajans. But anyway, I can't count how many people is there, but I've never experienced something like this. People in the West, their hearts are very complicated. But here, you know, Indian people, their hearts are very simple. And simple heart is very important to be able to chant Hare Krishna. That's why the kirtans here are so powerful and so beautiful. And all this is a reflection of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj's heart, this beautiful temple, these nice devotees. It's just so wonderful to be here. Tomorrow I'll go back to Switzerland, leaving this beautiful heavenly place, and go back to hell. But I'm very thankful to every one of you for chanting and dancing. And I would like to really thank Radhanath Maharaj, Govinda Prabhu, Gauranga Prabhu, and all of you all to please bless me so that I can always chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. After hearing Shruti Dharma Prabhu quote Socrates, is that right? About the three things one should consider before one speaks anything, I've decided not to say anything. But I can say one thing. I'll just, but on a more serious note, if my feeling always is that if one goes to a function like this, a festival like this, or a class, or even reads an entire book, that if they get one insight that they didn't have before, or one deeper realization, then that's really worth the whole endeavor. So I've been hearing a commentary, I believe it's from Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, but I'm not sure about that, where he says that the quality of Krishna, of Bhaktavatsal, he's talking about the quality of Bhaktavatsal, and he says that the example that he gives for that is that the Lord becomes the enemy of the devotee's enemy. And that's the example that Krishna is so inclined to his devotee that if someone becomes an enemy of Krishna's devotee, then the Lord becomes an enemy of that person. And I've been hearing this because it's in my Guru Maharaj's book, Surrender Unto Me, and I remember when Gopi Pranadana Prabhu was translating that for him. And so I've heard him speak about this a lot in lectures. But I must admit that it somewhat went in one ear and out the other. I didn't have much of a deep much of an understanding of it. But I guess it was 2 days ago when His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was speaking about Lord Narasimha Dev's anger and how the intensity of that anger is a manifestation of his love for Prahlad Maharaj. I kind of made the connection between the two things, and that was so. I leave this festival with that. Even though I've heard the Lord Narasimhadev story so many times over the years, that struck me much more than it ever has struck me before. And I hope and I pray that now, when I see that picture of Lord Narasimhadev, of course, besides thinking of Radha Gopinath Prabhu being torn to pieces by Shuti Dharma Prabhu, I'll think of the Lord's love for his devotees, and I'll remember that I got a deeper understanding of that by the mercy of His Holiness Radhanath Swami. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I sincerely offer on behalf of all of our congregation our heartfelt gratitude to all of these devotees who have traveled from distant places to inspire us for Lord Narasimha Dev's festival. Thank you very much. In Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells that obstacles in the path of devotional service are Krishna's servants. Krishna's mission of coming into this world is to inspire us and help us to take shelter of him and thus achieve love for him. Obstacles are there to help us. In the story of Lord Narasimha Dev, we find Hiranyakashipu. Not only did he help Prahlad, but he helped the whole universe for all time to come. Although he had no intention to do so, he was genuinely arrogant, lusty, greedy, and exceedingly envious. But still, it was those qualities and his severe hatred for Prahlad that increased Prahlad Maharaja's devotional service. He helped him to go deeper and deeper and deeper into his bhakti. And in the end, Narasimha Bhagavan appeared to remove the obstacles, not only for Prahlad, but for all devotees, for all time to come, who turned to him. this story is considered so very important by all of our acharyas, especially because it's so relevant to every aspiring devotee's life. There are manifestations of Hiranyakashipu in small proportions all around us and within us. Factually, we have so many opportunities to complain. We have so many reasons to blame others for problems that we're facing. And we can also discover, if we really look, many reasons why we just can't do it. It's just not fair. Why me? I should just give up. If you don't have those reasons now, they will come. It is inevitable. But Lord Chaitanya explained all of those difficult obstacles from both within and without can be utilized to help you to go places in spiritual life that you would have never gone without them. Because Krishna consciousness is not just about chanting, dancing, and feasting. It's about chanting, dancing, and feasting. There is a difference between the two. One is casual, and one is a matter of life and death. One is when it's convenient, and one is under all circumstances. We take shelter of chanting Hare Krishna. Now, what does shelter mean? We always hear the word to take shelter of the Lord, to take shelter of the holy name, to take shelter of the devotees. But you only really need shelter when you're exposed to violent elements that can harm you. Yes? It's like a home is a shelter. If it was always just perfectly nice outside with no rain, no sun, no mosquitoes, nobody watching, you wouldn't need shelter. Yes? You need shelter to protect yourself from the elements. To take shelter of the Lord, we have to feel the need. And the need is always there, whether we recognize it or not. When that need is visible, most people in the world, they do take shelter, but not of God. They take shelter of their own minds, their own intelligence, or they take shelter of intoxications or sense gratification or fallible soldiers of other people. Everywhere you go, everyone's looking for shelter, and the whole materialistic civilization is providing shelter, but all alternatives to Krishna. So yes, Hiranyakashipu is one of the greatest personalities. Srila Prabhupada thanked him. He called him Sriman Hiranyakashipu. He praised him. Why? Because it was Hiranyakashipu who revealed to the world the greatness of Prahlad. Otherwise, Prahlad would have been a great, great devotee. We would have never heard of him. We would have never been inspired by him. We would never have someone of his quality to follow in the footsteps of. But Hiranyakashipu, he showed the world what a real devotee is. And it is also because of Hiranyakashipu that we all know of Lord Narasimhadev. So here was a universally powerful obstacle who millions of years later invoked an inspiration that we all desperately need. So all the obstacles that come in our life from within and without, it may be people around us, maybe enemies. It may be relatives. It may be our own desires, anarthas. It may be our health. It may be the heat or the cold. It may be circumstances. All of these obstacles, like Hiranyakashipu, are in our life to serve Krishna, to help us to take shelter, to absorb ourselves in the process of Krishna consciousness, to be conscious of the need for Krishna's mercy, which is beyond ourselves. To follow in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj, which is necessary according to Srimad Bhagavatam philosophy, means that even the greatest opposition, the greatest difficulty, we must welcome it. And take shelter of Krishna. The more hopeless the situation around us, the more we'll find hope in Krishna exclusively. I'm so happy to see my dear friend Shruti Dharma Prabhu making so much spiritual advancement. And in one day, this morning he was Narasimhadev. This evening he was Hiranyakashipu. It was a very, very special and wonderful performance. And on this very, very holy day, it is my sincerest prayer that Lord Narasimhadev shower his blessings upon all of you to remove those obstacles. But he'll only remove them to the extent you take shelter when you are confronted with them. And why do we want these obstacles removed? On one level, because we want to be happy. We don't want to suffer. On a higher level, because we want to love Krishna. Unmotivated, uninterrupted. and even on another level, because we want to be pure, unalloyed instruments of Srila Prabhupada's mercy, to serve him, to serve his devotees within this world. Let this be our prayer to Lord Narasingha Dev on this very holy day. I thank you very much. Now it is time for Aarti. Today, the actual star of the drama is Gopal, who is playing the role of Lord Narasingha Dev. And tomorrow is the appearance day of Radha Raman. So you'll see that Gopi Jana Ballabha has assumed the form of Sri Radha Raman. And there is probably millions of other things going on that on that altar right now that can only be revealed when we have the eyes to see. Now we will have Aarti. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Hare Krishna. So Maharaj is requesting everyone should sit down during the beginning of the Aarti so that we can all pray to Lord Narasingha Dev and also see the beautiful darshan. And then after a certain point, then we can begin dancing. So everyone please sit down. So I would take this opportunity to specially thank all the devotees who came for this festival, especially Shruti Dharma Prabhu, Pranabandha Prabhu and Madhav Prabhu. And Braj Bihari Prabhu for accepting our invitation. And tomorrow morning, Braj Bihari Prabhu is giving the morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. And thank you, Madhav Prabhu, for accepting our invitation at a short notice. Devotees are really ecstatic with these wonderful kirtans. Let us express our gratitude to these wonderful devotees by loudly chanting Haribo! Haribo! Also, we have Hari Vamsha Prabhu and his good wife Krishna Purna Mataji and Ananda Vigraha Mataji's wife of Pranabandha Prabhu. They have also accompanied them. Let us thank them. Hari Bol!
Krishna Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.